Wetland habitats are critically important for protecting water quality and preventing floods. But for most of the 20th century, people thought they were unsanitary and harmful. In North Carolina, over 1 million acres of wetlands were drained for development or farming. Now there's strong efforts to restore these habitats. WUNC's environmental reporter Celeste Gracia takes us to one in Carteret County.
These mounds of dirt, like right in front of us there, those are fire ants, so don't step on those.
The North River Wetlands Preserve in Beaufort used to be flat agricultural land with rows and rows of crops like soybean and potatoes. Now it's 6,000 acres of trees, water, and marsh, with the occasional fire ants, bears, or snakes. It's a beautiful, clear, and sunny afternoon. Todd Miller is driving around the area in his black Toyota Tacoma. Miller is the executive director of the North Carolina Coastal Federation, the organization that's been restoring this land since 1999. The restoration project finally finished last December. Miller has been overseeing this project since the very beginning.
Well, it's a pretty special because it's a pretty rare opportunity to actually see nature come back in its glory and see a system the way it should be. You know, knowing that it's, you know, not just a beautiful wetland, but that we're doing something good for the downstream waters and we're going to have a healthier coast as a result of that is pretty gratifying.
As Miller said, the main goal of this project was to improve the water quality of downstream waters. Bree Sharon is a coastal engineer with the Federation. She explains that when this wetland was cleared and drained for agriculture use, it inadvertently created downstream water pollution.
What that does, anytime that water can move faster and not across a vegetated environment, it can pick up all the pollutants associated with whatever's going on in that surface. So, I mean, for ag land, it's going to be sediment primarily, and then everything that could be attached to the sediment, like nutrients, herbicides, pesticides.
The first step in this project was closing off ditches that drained the water, basically trapping the water on the land. That was done by excavating parts of the land and building a sort of dam around the entire perimeter of the area. Land manager Mark Smith calls this dam a dike.
So we're on a dike now, and it goes around this whole track here, which is, I think, just this one section is about 1,500 acres.
So this road that we're on right now used to just be open?
It was level, ground level was that over there. We excavated the land up here and built the dike. And the area that we excavated the soil from, we made a salt marsh.
The next step of the project was planting around 2 million trees and plants. After that, you just let nature take its course. The last place Miller stopped at is an area that was cornfields 20 years ago. Now when you look around, there's tall, thick trees in every direction. Some have fallen down naturally. The wet ground is coated with leaves and twigs, and there's a small pool of water about a foot deep.
I'm just admiring because, I mean, when you look at this, what do you think? How do you feel?
Like, this is the way the world should be.
The North Carolina Coastal Federation hopes to add more land to the preserve. The organization is also working to restore other areas. Miller says he hopes this project will inspire others.
Yeah, this is a massive project, but it's not big enough, and we need a lot more of it. And it's going to take continued investment in people, energy, and resources to replicate these types of projects.
As we head back to the truck, Miller says he's going to hang back for a few minutes. He looks around with pride, soaking in his completed work and looking forward to what's coming next. Celeste Gracia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.